Well, leaves are starting to fall. Temperatures are starting to drop. We're in definitely the fall season, and we're also in the season where there's a lot going on. Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Sportingacause.com is the website that Willie operates. And if it's a sports-related fundraiser, well, you'll find out about it there. And you can always go there to keep track on what's going on if you want to support the local groups that are raising funds in these sporting events. And we always like to speak to Willie as we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Willie, nice to have you on again today.
Thanks, Marshall. Nice to be here. Yeah, you're right. The fall season's coming. Some of the sports are slowing down. Golf, of course, the golf tournaments are winding down to a close as it gets colder. But there's still stuff going on. Today, for example, there's still an event that people can go to after they hear us. The Harlington Fair is in its third and final day at the Harlington Fairgrounds at, of course, Harlington, Connecticut. And they're open from 8 to 5, by the way. There's barrel racing, that's horse racing around objects, hay bale throwing, tractor pull, wood chopping, skillet throwing, like we talked about last week. That's put on by the Harlington Agricultural Society, and they award two $1,500 scholarships from the proceeds. That's what makes it a sports-related fundraiser. Tomorrow, there are two golf tournaments going on. I think they might be the final ones on my calendar. One is the P.J. Mannion Third Annual Golf Tournament. That's at the club at River Oaks, a very exclusive private golf course in Sherman, Connecticut. And that tournament benefits Help Hope Live, which is an organization that fundraises for people with medical conditions. And also tomorrow, over in Canaan, the Knights of Columbus Adam Mihalik Memorial Golf Tournament is taking place at the Canaan Country Club. And the proceeds from that fund the KFC's scholarship fund. And on the Thursday, that would be October 10th, there's the Walk Toward Recovery. This is a walk that is sponsored by Primetime House. It's not a fundraiser, it's free, but it's meant to bring awareness, as and oftentimes it's awareness can be as valuable as donations, to bring awareness to mental health issues and to break down the barriers associated with mental illness. Now, this is a walk that starts at Primetime House in Torrington. The walk goes to City Hall, where there will be speakers and music and so forth, and then they walk back to Primetime House and they serve lunch. So that's Thursday, October 10th. Then on to Saturday, the 12th, the Eversource Hartford Marathon, Half Marathon, Relay, and 5K is taking place in Hartford. Now, there's about a handful of events that I cover throughout the year that aren't in our tri-state area, but they're of enough interest to people in our area, or the causes are such that I feel that it should be included. And the Eversource, there'll be a lot of runners in our area that will be going to that, and they should know about it. And the causes are important, too. It's a big, big race, a lot of people, and there are like 26 charities being supported through this, but the two lead ones are the Fidelco Guide Dogs and the Hospital for Special Care. Now, also next Saturday on the 12th is the Norfolk Second Annual Tour de Forest, and this is a bicycle ride. It's billed as a slow-paced 13-mile bike ride on both dirt and paved roads, so they advise you don't bring your skinny, tired racing or light touring bikes. You wear, bring something with a little heavier tires because there will be some non-paved roads to ride on. And this starts at the Norfolk Curling Club over in Norfolk. And after the ride, it ends at the same place, and there are refreshments at the in the Norfolk Curling Club building. And if you haven't been to that yet, since they rebuilt after their fire, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous building. They had a massive stone fireplace inside, and they got a pub area, and there's lots of glass where you can sit and watch the, although it hasn't started yet, in season, the curling activity down on the ice. But I digress. the benefits, the proceeds from the ride will benefit both the Norfolk Rails to Trails and also the Great Mountain Forest. On the same day, on October 12th, the Fall Fest 2019 5K Run Walk. This is part of the Fall Festival weekend in Salisbury. It's sponsored by and benefits the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. It's a great organization that provide services for at-risk youngsters and their families in the whole of Region 1. And this is run over the ski jumps. It's a 5K trail run, so it starts at the ski jumps, it runs down the rail trail and back. And this year it includes a couple of youth-oriented runs. They have a half-mile youth run and also a 100-yard dash for the little ones. And then the next day on the 13th, Sunday the 13th, is the Fall Foliage Half Marathon and 5K. This takes place over at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. And a portion of the proceeds of this are split between the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research and the Northern Dutchess Hospital Foundation. And that pretty much wraps it up for next week, Marshall. Things, as I said, the golf tournaments will come to a close, but they'll be replaced by other things. The turkey shoots that the Rod and Gun Clubs host are coming up. Running continues almost year round. There are holiday themed runs for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and there'll be fundraising basketball games and so forth. So. Things will slow down a little bit, and they'll change form, but there are things going on year-round.
It's one of those things, and I love when the turkey shoots start, because I can remember the first time I shot at a turkey shoot, I was terrible, and Gene Keselowski, because I was using the club gun, and he said, and I missed the target completely. I had to take my glasses off, okay, and it was like just the worst. And he gave me his gun to shoot, and I actually hit the target, and not only did I hit the target, I actually hit it in the circles. Now, I didn't come close to the center, but at least I hit the target, and that shows the difference. I learned a lot about the difference of guns and the better the gun. And, of course, it's like anything else. The better the golf clubs, the better you're going to play.
That's right.
And the better the gun. And I also learned many years ago, I used to wonder about turkey shoots and ham shoots and stuff. How did they shoot pigs and how did they shoot turkeys? And I think I was like 11 years old when my father looked at me disgustedly and said, no, you win a ham, you win turkey.
No, they have them for the turkey shoots are 6 weeks preceding Thanksgiving, and then the ham shoots for 6 weeks preceding Easter. So that's, it's meant to be, they start off. And by the way, Gene Keselowski still organizes that. He's my contact person for the turkey shoot, so he's been at it a while.
And their gun club, by the way, has great facilities that they operate there. I remember when I was golfing at Hotchkiss and ran the league, a couple years we ran our golf end of the season barbecues there, and they've just got great facilities. And you know what? If you go to these turkey shoots and you bring your family, there's lots of things for kids to do. It's a very safe environment. It's a great environment, and they just do a great job.
Yeah, no, they do. And as you, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's billed as a family friendly thing. Kids can shoot too, as long as their parents are there. So yeah, no, it's good for everybody. And you're right, the facilities are great. You drive, it seems like you drive a half mile in from Route 7. Once you get in there, you feel like you're in a different world. They got a pavilion, they got a building, they got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's great. Well, all right. Well, that is Sporting a Cause for this week. We will speak to you again next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you so much.